From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Lawmakers are set to vote later this morning on the Senate health care overhaul bill. President Obama defended the measure yesterday during an interview with NPR. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Liberals have been complaining about the compromises made to get the bill out of the Senate, particularly the loss of a so-called public option, a government-sponsored health plan. But he said there are still plenty of provisions designed to keep health insurance companies in check, including limits on how much they can spend on administrative expenses and profits.
That's why they have spent a lot of money and a lot of lobbyist person power to try to oppose it.
The president's remarks came as the Senate nears a final vote on the historic bill. Senators cleared the final procedural hurdle Thursday afternoon, clearing the way for one last vote to approve the bill before they leave on a much-delayed holiday break. The bill, however, will still have to be reconciled with the House bill passed last month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Chicago's Department of Aviation spokeswoman Karen Pride says residents should not leave for the airport without checking with the carrier first.
We suggest that they contact their airline by phone or via website to find out what the status of their flights are.
Nebraska resident Stephanie Dakey says conditions are worsening as a major winter storm makes its way into the area.
Recently, the temperatures have dropped, so the roads have iced over and the trees are pretty much iced over as well.
Dakey says the impending storm is expected to be a big one. Parts of the U.S. Plains and Midwest are bracing for a foot or two of snow by Christmas Day. Stocks registered further gains yesterday despite disappointing news on housing. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
For a fourth straight day, share prices rose in thin and volatile trading, even though the Commerce Department reported that new home sales fell 11.3% last month instead of rising as expected. That came a day after existing home sales had recorded a sharp gain. But fortunately for investors, there was offsetting good news from other economic indicators. Personal income grew 0.4%. Consumer spending, which accounts for 2/3 of GDP, rose 0.5. And core prices were flat, relieving Wall Street concerns about incipient inflation. And in a good sign for future spending, a key gauge of consumer sentiment rose in December. The Dow Jones Industrials edged up just slightly, but the S&P 500 climbed a fifth and the NASDAQ Composite 0.8%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues rose 158 points today to close at 10,536. This is NPR News. Around 30 al-Qaeda militants reportedly planning an attack on Yemeni and foreign oil targets have been killed in airstrikes. A security official says the airstrikes were carried out as militants, including two top al-Qaeda members, were gathered for a meeting in the eastern province of Shabwa. Saudi and Iranian nationals also were said to be in the area. Yemen has intensified its campaign against al-Qaeda militants over recent weeks amid a Shiite rebellion in the north and a separatist movement in the south. A suicide bomber detonated explosives in the busy section of Peshawar, Pakistan, near government buildings today. It is unclear whether there were any casualties there. In Ireland, a second Roman Catholic bishop has resigned in as many weeks as the result of an investigation into a child abuse cover-up. Larry Miller reports from London.
The Bishop of Kildare, James Moriarty, submitted his resignation to the Pope after previously resisting doing that. He now says he should have challenged the way the church handled priests suspected of abuse. He specifically did not check the files relating to a priest he was warned about who turned out to be an abuser. Last week, Donald Murray resigned as Bishop of Limerick. He too was found to have ignored complaints about a priest who continued to abuse. Both men apologized to those who were victimized as children. The investigation focused on how the church and the Irish government handled allegations of abuse against 46 priests made by more than 300 children. The abuse happened between 1975 and 2004. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.